Jerusalem, like in the valley, the field, so it's outside. Now the third battle, where's that? Where's the third great battle yet to come? Armageddon. Okay, so here's Armageddon, and this is going to be fought on what? The battlefield. It's going to be fought on the battlefield. Look what we have in our passage. Verse 8, and Cain told Abel his brother, and it came about when they were in the field, out in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and murdered him. Okay, we'll get a picture here. Cain, Satan, Abel, Jesus Christ. That's what we're seeing, what's going on here. Now, verse 9. So we've had one question. Why are you angry at me? Second question in verse 9. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? Where is he? Okay. And he said, I do not know. Now, does he know? Yes. So he lied. He knows exactly where he is. Am I my brother's protector, keeper, guardian? And he said, here's the third question. Here are your three questions. What have you done? What have you done? Does God know what he did? Yeah. What is going on here? This is finality. You've done it. It's over. The war is over. The battle's over. Cain, you're going to now get yours. So the curse of Cain is now going to be talked about and things that are going to happen to Cain. But we have three questions. And what I want to do is relate those three questions later to the three battles, as we're going to see going on. Then we looked at Cain. Balaam could speak only what God told him to. Every time he was offered money, what did he do? He was offered more money. He refused it and said, I can only speak what God tells me to speak. We have Korah. All the congregation considered him holy. They grumbled against Moses and Aaron. You are the men who have caused the death of the Lord's people. You killed God's people. They looked so good in their rebellion against God's appointed. It looked so good, they had the people fooled. This is what false teachers do. Enemies to the church, and that's why Jude is writing, because this is how horrible they are. They're enemies to the church. Enemy to an unbeliever, the false teacher, the unbeliever, those who teach a false gospel on how to be saved. The enemy to the church, teacher who comes along with a false way to be restored from sin, a false way of living the Christian life, by performance, by doing something, confession, repentance, sorrow, rituals, doing, morality, learn more, do more, all this kind of stuff. These are your false teachers. And they're marked if you listen. Verse 11, woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have crushed headlong into the error of Balaam and perished into the rebellion of Korah. Okay, we're going to close here, but let me just get your mind thinking now, because we're going to pick it right up here. I'm not going to do any review next week either. Cain, let's go back. Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Wait a minute, Jude. You got them out of order. Cain, of course, is first. But you got to remember, Jude, Korah's rebellion came while Israel was in the wilderness. Balaam's came later when they're marching toward the promised land. So, Jude, you got them in the wrong order. No, Jude has them exactly how God wants them. Now, people, just going to talk about me, and I'm not going to come attack any of you. That's what I might do in school. I'm taking a test, and I'm just, okay, oh yeah, I remember those three men, Cain, and Balaam, and Korah, go on. Not thinking about it. The only reason I've got them in the wrong order is because I don't even think about it.